the skills development, the requirements for new skilled personnel is even more important than ever. As you can see, for example, that we've got relatively young drivers in our own environment. Most of them they may be skilled but not experienced. We need engineers to make sure that the sales team doesn't malfunction, it always working. And if you look at the amount of money we put on training, I think that we've now put clear priorities. The training of engineers and technical skills, which means technicians and artisans, takes precedence in the training in our training environment. As I said earlier on, that when you talk about the recruitment of engineers, I said to the guys, bring me the CV. I look at the guys, if it's available, we put them into our own system, because it is very key. So there's no doubt that the investment on that rolling stock is the investment on skills to have rolling stock engineers and technicians who can certify that this it is safe to move this train. Well, look, it takes 18 months to train a driver. And the drivers are trained on many things, on the routes, on technical things. When they train, for example, and one of the things that people didn't realize in this accident is that the reason why the Soweto Business Express train had stopped there is because the driver had picked up a bit of fault. He was doing what you call first line maintenance. Drivers are trained to do all of that. They don't have to call every time and say, we've got a problem, send someone. They're trained to do that. So we want to reinforce that. But I want to assure the South African public that 18 months of training to become a train driver, it's more than adequate. It's supposed to provide the driver with the necessary skills, empower him to be able to make the right decisions. But at the same time, it's up to us as management to constantly review and make sure that the drivers are adhere to the rules and they respect our safety environment.